How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be that his head wasn't screwed on quite right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath. "And they're hanging their stockings," he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here." Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, "I must find a way to keep Christmas from coming." For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake up bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would start on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing! And the more the Grinch thought of the Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, "I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?" Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. "I know just what to do," the Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and clucked, "What a great Grinchy trick! With this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer." The Grinch looked around. But since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No. The Grinch simply said, "If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead." So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. And the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down towards the homes where the Whos lay a-snooze in their town. All their windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air, all the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care when he came to the first house in the square. "This is stop number one," the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little Who stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go." Then he slithered and slunk, with a smile most unpleasant, around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags, and the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. "And now," grinned the Grinch, "I will stuff up the tree." And the Grinch grabbed the tree, and he started to shove, when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast, and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than 2. The Grinch had been caught by this little Who daughter, who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, "Sandy Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?" But you know that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick.